Good evening. Tonight's topic is mental health. The video we just saw has some accurate representations of the modern woman. Many women have been locked inside for the third consecutive year. With the new variant, my work center has made an adjusted work schedule. These women are not getting much sunlight, they are often lacking in vitamin D. Their skin is often pale white, like a ghost. They suffer from cabin fever, not having as much social interaction as before the sickness. The woman in the video was a thinner woman. Over 60% of Americans are overweight. So many women would not be able to be a pole dancer. They would likely rip the pole out of the ground. A walrus has that effect against smaller objects. Over 50% of women today are taking some kind of medication to help with mental health conditions. You may be thinking, isn't that a good thing? Short answer is yes and no. Let me make this disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I am glad they are taking pills to keep the beast within caged. The problem is, medication has side effects, and often the dosage is not exactly where it needs to be, or they are not taking a medication that is working. The beast within often escapes. I will be covering Cluster B personality disorders in upcoming episodes. Some of those include psychopaths, sociopaths, and narcissists. There are six main types of mental health medications. Antidepressants, used to treat depression, anxiety, and some types of personality disorders. Antipsychotics, used to treat schizophrenia and sometimes bipolar disorder, and to help restore your brain's chemical balance. Mood stabilizers, often used to treat people with bipolar disorder. Depressants, used to help people become or stay calm. Anxiolytics, often used to treat anxiety disorders. Stimulants, used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Let's list some of the side effects from the head meds. Headaches. Weight gain. Dizziness. Dry mouth. Muscle spasms and cramps. Nausea. Loss of sex drive. Constipation. Sleepiness or problems sleeping. Make you depressed or paranoid. Change your personality. Give you headaches and nausea. Make you gain weight. Damage your memory.
Seasonal depression? No, I'm a bad bitch seasoned with depression. It stays all year long.
This is the way I live.
The side effects can often be as bad as the mental health condition itself. Once a month, women already experience mood swings and cramping. The beast within is constantly changing. I was thinking to myself, how did women cope in the past, without medications? This is purely my speculation only. I suspect then men were listened to, respected, honored, and cherished. Men were able to keep women under control. In centuries past, if a woman did not have a man, it would mean she could easily be eliminated, or used and abused by bandits, opposing tribes, etc. In 2022, men are not able to keep the beast locked in the cage. So many men, like myself, have decided to avoid the beasts and lock ourselves in at night. We keep away from them. Wise men have realized to walk away, foolish men invite the beasts into their lives, which often leads to their demise. Women today have it on easy mode. Everyone and everything sides with them, and they no longer have wild bandits kicking in their doors and using her and then taking her away to their castle. Yes, there is criminal activity, but the majority of women do not experience it. Like I mentioned, in many past centuries, like the Wild West age, if you were a woman alone on the prairie, it was almost a certain death. The evil men would have their way with the woman, and she was helpless without a man. It's not that way anymore. Now, I am going to completely flip the script. What happens to the men's mental health? What happens to men that date or marry these beasts? These men often experience real mental health issues. But like I said before, men are powerless against it. They would like to speak up or even stop a physical attack against them, but society sides with the women. I once read an article from a police officer. When a domestic abuse event occurs, They always end up handcuffing the man. The man is usually innocent. But in our genocentric society, everyone believes the woman. Many men go through years of misery being married to an angry beast. Once the beast guts them of everything and runs off, the man is very tempted to put himself out of misery. There is hope for you. You don't have to invite a wild beast into your life. Let them roam and find other prey. Women were made to have children and nurture them. In our modern times, many women were told to chase their career and put off having families. That is not their natural way. Their biological programming, their lizard brain, tells them to have kids. But the womanist movement has told them they don't need no man. Once these women hit the wall in their 30s, they start to get extremely pissed off, they have depression, and they have anxiety. It wasn't this way in decades and centuries past. Women in the past had it good. Their job was to stay at home and watch the kids. Now they are bitter and full of rage. I recently had to file for VA disability. I was studying the CFR Title 38. This is known as the VA Disability Bible. It lists all of the disabilities that can be claimed. There was 29 different mental health conditions listed. Many women have these conditions. A few examples are anxiety disorders, mood disorders, psychotic disorders, eating disorders, impulse control and addiction disorders, personality disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, stress response syndromes, formerly called adjustment disorders, dissociative disorders, factitious disorders, sexual and gender disorders, somatic symptom disorders, tic disorders. In closing, I am not knocking mental health. Take care of yourself however you see best. I am simply warning men the risks involved with dealing with treated and untreated women. You can assess the situation and make your best possible decision. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, meet the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my vibe. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a